We're talking about Bishop Shabbos, and yesterday we discussed the heat source that's necessary for Bishol and the comment in the Gemara that Bishol B'chama is Heter Gomor. That was our conversation yesterday. What I want to begin today, which is a long conversation, is the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni and Kli Shlishi and the various in between stages of the Iri, etc. What's the din in these cases? So if you remember what we spoke about yesterday, is that by Toldos Ha'or, there is a din of Bishul, and the Gemara says that Gilgal Chayiv Chatos, meaning to say that if I put an egg next to the samovar, like we spoke about yesterday, and the egg now becomes rounded or more spinnable, whatever it is, so I'm chayiv chatos. That means l'cha'ira, that what we would consider to be the functional equivalent of a kli rishon, right? Something that is one barrier away from the fire. So that l'cha'ira is going to be mevashel. And not only is it going to be mevashel, it's going to be mevashel on the level of Deraisa. Gilgal, Chayiv Chatos. Mishnah on Membeis talks about Ha'ilfis v'ha'kedeirosh ha'aviron mirusachin, that if I have a frying pan, I have a pot, and I take it off of the fire, ha'aviron mirusachin, so the din is lo yitein l'tocho tavlin. Avon nosin l'toch hakos. Meaning, I should not put tavlin, I should not put spices into a klirishin, which is a klirishin shelo al gabei ha'esh, she'ha'eviron mirutachim. Right? A klirishin shelo al gabei ha'esh, I should not put spices into it. I am allowed to put the spices into a klisheni. That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Tanna Rabbi Yehuda is a dissenting opinion. The Gemara paskins, or the maskana of the Gemara, is that Rabbi Yehuda is lahakel, meaning according to Rabbi Yehuda, even a klirishin shelo al gabei ha'esh is only going to cook when it is lakohu nosein chutz midavish yesh bo chometz v'tzir. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda says that a klirishin Shaloi al gabei ha'esh, the ilfis and the kederah she'eviron, that you take it off of the esh. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only mevashel if there is chometz and tzir into it, which probably means, like the halacha in Yerideya, Siman Tzadi Vav and elsewhere, it probably means that only when there's a davar charif, only in that case is there bishul, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That means that mistama, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a kli rishon shelo al gabei ha'esh is not going to be mevashel min ha'Torah. It's only mevashel if there's chometz tzir. Right. So what we have is as follows. Right. I have a Gemara on Lamed Tes Gilgal Chayiv Chatos. That's l'cha'ira, the equivalent of a klirishon al gabei ha'esh, because the samovar is mamish next to the fire. If I have a klirishon shelo al gabei ha'esh, the pashtus is that it's a din d'oraisa, but the Tanna Reb Yehuda might say that it's a din d'rabbanan. However, Tosfos writes on Membeis Mebeis that Rabbi Yehuda is only disagreeing regarding tavlin. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything else besides tavlin is going to be mispashel in a klirishon shelo al gabei ha'esh. It's only tavlin that Rabbi Yehuda says requires chometz tzir. But deep breath. What we basically have is two categories: klirishon al gabei ha'esh, klirishon shelo al gabei ha'esh. We're assuming that Ladina, in both cases, there is going to be Bishul on the level of Do'iraisa. But Rabbi Yehuda might be a dissenting opinion. But the Pashtus is that Kli Rishon Shelo Agabei Esh also cooks Min HaTorah. That seems to be the accepted opinion among Poskim, etc. But there are one, possibly two things in Shas where I see a difference between Let me take a step back. There is another opinion, however, an opinion of the Mordechai. The Mordechai is in the Haggai's Mordechai, in the equivalent of Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. The Mordechai writes that a Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabei Ha'esh, that the Mishnah tells me is Mevashel. The Mordechai writes a very precise diuk, Ha'ilfes HaKedera She'eviran Mirusachen. Right, Mirusachen thus meant that right now it is Ma'ale Avabuos. Right now it is Mamish boiling. This perhaps means, and later on in the shir today, I want to get back to this shita, but perhaps it means that a Kli Rishon is only Mevashel, meaning a Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabei Ha'esh might only be Mevashel if it's Roseach. The Lashon of the Mordechai is that if I take the Kli Rishon off of the fire and I leave it there until it stops boiling, so then there's no Bishul Min HaTorah. Everybody holds that Kli Rishon Al Gabei Ha'esh, there is Bishul Min HaTorah, L'cha'ora. But a Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabei Ha'esh, even though the Pashtus is there is Bishul Min HaTorah, I have a razzle-dazzle Mordechai, who says that there's only Bishul Min HaTorah on a Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabei Ha'esh, if He'eviran Mirusachem, if it's Mamish boiling. Gentlemen, inhale. Hold it. This is Geschmack. Ah, now, there is a line in the Yerushalmi, right? The Yerushalmi, we call the Jerusalem Talmud as opposed to the scholar, so like the term Palestinian Talmud. We prefer the term Jerusalem Talmud. The Yerushalmi writes on Chof Hei Amar Aleph in the standard Yerushalmi Dabim, Eza hu cholot barur, kol shahoyer mahalech tachtov. That means that l'cha'ora, according to the Yerushalmi on Chof Hei, only a Kli Rishon al gabei ha'esh, only if it's kol shahoyer mahalech tachtov, only then is it cholot barur, which probably means only then is it Bishul Min HaTorah. That would be against the way we began our shir, that we wanted to say that a Kli Rishon Shelo'i Al Gabei Ha'esh is Mevashel Min HaTorah. However, if I'm right that I have this Mordechai, and the Mordechai says that a Kli Rishon is only Mevashel Min HaTorah if it is He'eviran Mirutachim, so then perhaps there's not that much space between the Yerushalmi of Or Holech Tachtov and the Mishnah Membeis. That would mean that only when it's Mala Rasicha, when it's Mamish boiling, only then is an issue. Or Holech Tachtov is L'cha'ira, something along the lines of something along the lines of the Mordechai. Now, let's move back to our distinction between Kli Rishon Al Gabei Ha'esh and Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabei Ha'esh. According to Yerushalmi, there's a possibility that these things are very different. Kli Rishon Al Gabei Ha'esh is Mamish Mevashel Min HaTorah. Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabei Ha'esh, right? Perhaps according to Yerushalmi, is only Mevashel Midrabanan, that the Din of Bishul is only Kol Sha'ar Mahalech Tachtov. That seems to be a possibility. Nonetheless, there are two cases that might be a difference between a Kli Rishon al gabei ha'esh and a Kli Rishon shaloi al gabei ha'esh. Shin Yod Chesa Iftes says that a Kli Rishon afilu la'achar she'eviruhu me'al ha'esh is mevashel, so long as it's Yad Soledes. But that's what the Mechaber writes. Kli Rishon shaloi al gabei ha'esh, if it's Yad Soledes, it is mevashel, therefore you can't put tavlin into it. But melach, salt, right? Let me translate it for those who need taich. Zalt, salt, right? You're allowed to put in a kli rishon shaloi al gabei ha'esh. Ditzricha milcha bishula kibisra datura. Because salt requires bishul like ox meat. Meaning to say, ox meat may ikar hadin. There is no question whatsoever. Ox meat is only nispashel in kli rishon al gabei ha'esh. Kli rishon shelo al gabei ha'esh, ox meat is not nispashel. There is a technical distinction that some say that ox meat is nispashel. We have to be choishish by ox meat because perhaps there is some liquid in the basar shar. Perhaps it's the maluach, basar maluach from Achmiran. But medina de gemara, ox meat, if it's a purely dry, let's say a piece of beef jerky, apparently it's like a thing now. People like have these trays of jerky. They give it out like at simchas. It's like, it's supposed to be a zayin and a zelt, right? It's supposed to be an amazing thing. Not that I ever ate it. But the point is, medina de gemara, ox meat for sure only cooks in the kli rishon al gabei ha'esh. There might be a technical reason because of the salt, because of whatever, the ox meat would cook even in a kli rishon shaloi al gabei ha'esh. Salt. What about salt? The Mechaber writes that salt only cooks in a kli rishon al gabei ha'esh. Tzricha milcha bishula kibisra datura. That's one opinion in the Gemara. There's another opinion in the Gemara, which makes it to the Ramah. Yesh osrim losis melach afil b'kli sheni. The second opinion is that melach is not more mekel than most stuff, but melach is more machmir than most stuff. And melach is going to be usser even in a kli sheni. The Mechaber and the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim paskin, like the Lashon in the Gemara, that tzricha milcha bishula kibisra datura, that salt only cooks in a kli rishon al gabei ha'esh. Tosfos writes on that sugya, membeis. Tosfos writes, Hamachmir tava olav bracha. Sounds like it's damazay chumra. The Mordechai in Simin Shinches quotes from a riff that may ikar hadin, you should be machmir on the salt. Meaning, may ikar hadin, you should assume that salt cooks even in the klisheni. The Mordechai quotes it from the riff. The notes on the bottom of the Mordechai say we don't have such a riff. If anything, the riff sounds the opposite way, but there is a shita that makes it. You get the impression that the Ramah only is saying it lahachmir, that salt cooks in a kli sheni, because it's only a chumra. So the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katan Ayin Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes that we're only machmir on salt that is uncooked. Apparently there are two ways of making salt. you could go to a mountain, a salt mountain, and you can take your pickaxe and you can hack and hack and hack, and you'll get salt out of the mountain. There's also like what they do in the Dead Sea. They have desalinization, which means that you take salty water and you cook it and you separate the salt from the water. No, you evaporate the water, so you end up with salt. That salt is cooked salt. Sea salt is cooked. Mine salt is not cooked. Zuck the Mishnah Berurin if cut in Ayin Aleph, that the Chumrah of salt in the Kli Sheni, this Chumrah the Ramah, is only true by mined salt. By sea salt, ain't no Chumrah. Because it was already cooked. We'll assume ain't bishul achar bishul. And what's true by salt is true by bishul, is true by sugar also, the Mishnah Berurah writes. Sugar, you could put into a kli rishon because the sugar is already cooked. And there are two different types of sugar. There's cane sugar and there's beet sugar. My understanding is, based on my advanced research in Wikipedia, that they're both cooked. Fundamentally, because it's cooked, we rely on the opinion in the Gemara that the Mechaber and Reif Rishayin and Paskin like, that even the Kli Rishon, so long as it's a Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabei Ha'esh, you could put cooked salt. The Chumrah not to put salt in a Kli Sheni, Zuck the Mishnah Berurah, is only about uncooked salt. That's the Pashtus in the Mishnah Berurah. However, at the very line, the very last line of this Mishnah Berurah, he writes, V'yesh mefak b'kin bozeh, v'toiv li zaher, miklivishin l'chatchila. There are yesh mefak b'kin. There are those who say that cooked salt you should not put in a klivishin. Apparently, cooked salt you can for sure put in a klisheni. But cooked salt, zok the Mishnah Berurah, yesh mefak b'kim, not to put it in a kli rishon. There is a line in the Mordechai there, in Simen Shin Ches, where the Mordechai finishes off. He quotes like a Rabbeinu Dan. I have no idea who that is. The Mordechai writes, Rabbeinu Dan says, Melach shalom demetaknen ayadei bishol ein lochush. Like we say, kol shabbat b'cham and lufnei ha-shabbos, mutzah shoyisai b'shabbos, u'mikom makom, ha-mach mi'atav olav brecha, shalom li'tei melach ha-fiul b'kli sheni. Koz man shayad tzol adus boi. Ho v'ikar iser derais of b'bishol. The simple reading of the Mordechai would be that when he says ha-mach mi'atav olav brecha, he's saying ha-mach mi'ar, even on cooked salt, even in a kli sheni. That's a bigger chumrah than the Mishnah Berurah, right? The Mishnah Berurah writes that on cooked salt, you should be machmir in a kli rishon. Me'ikra, didn't we hold like the mechaber? Kli rishon doesn't cook salt. Certainly, cooked salt, right? It should not cook. We're going to be machmir on uncooked salt in a kli sheni, but the Mishnah Berurah says cooked salt is mutter in a kli rishon. The Mordechai seems to have an opinion that even cooked salt should not go in a kli sheni. That's a tremendous chumrah. Now, on the bottom of the Mordechai, there is a commentary, the Big Day Yesha. He reinterprets the Mordechai. But the Pashtus in the Mordechai is like what we said. Oh. So what's the din about putting salt into soup? So again, cooked salt can go in a kli sheni. Not a problem at all, no? Even though besides this one girsa in the Mordechai, the psak of the Mishnah Berurah is that cooked salt goes in a kli sheni. Uncooked salt, so the Ashkenazim should be machmir not to put it in a kli sheni. Whether the standard Morton salt that we get on the table is cooked or uncooked? I think it actually is uncooked. I think only stuff that's labeled as sea salt is really cooked. So according to the Ashkenazim, you should not put in the kli sheni. In the Sefer, Urkel Shabbos. The Urkel Shabbos writes, I believe it's footnote 56. He says that even though the Mishnah Berurah writes that cooked salt, you're allowed to put in the kli vishin, but nonetheless, our cooked salt is not really cooked salt for two reasons. It could be it's not really cooked because it's yibush, like what we spoke about the other day. Drying something might have a process of afia and not a process of bishul. Is that true? I don't know. Moreover, he says that they add additional chemicals to the salt. And those chemicals are added to the salt after the salt is cooked. If you buy standard salt in the supermarket, you'll see that it's called iodized salt. We happen not to get as much iodine in our diets as we should. So they add iodine to the salt because it's an easy way to get a little more iodine. That's what they do. Says the Urkel Shabbos, because this is added after the cooking, so therefore it has a din of a davar that was not cooked at all, and therefore you should not put even cooked salt in a kli sheni. Because even though the salt itself was cooked, and therefore you can be making mitzvah the salt itself, but the other stuff, the iodine, let's say, was not cooked. And he's assuming, like we'll discuss later on, that a stam item might cook in the kli sheni. So you have to be worried about putting your salt in the kli sheni. So again, halacha l'maisa, what's the story about salt? So I would argue as follows. I would argue that if I have my chicken soup on the table on Shabbos, and sometimes you taste the chicken soup and you say it needs a little more salt. No, has this ever happened to anybody? No? You taste the chicken soup, it needs a little more salt. So you're allowed to add salt to the chicken soup. So according to the Rabbeinu Don, in the Mordechai, it's a problem. That doesn't seem to be to make it. We would pash this hold that cooked salt for sure is okay in the kli sheni. But maybe you have to be nervous about the additional iodine, according to the Urkel Shabbos. I would say, however, that once my soup gets to the table, at least in the Wayu Kef, so my soup is already very far. It was a kli rishon, you use a ladle to take it to the tureen, from the tureen to your bowl with another ladle. No? So l'cha'ayra, there for sure is ample grounds lahakel on the salt. Again, so just to review what we have, kli rishon is different than kli rishon al gabe ha'esh in terms of bisra d'tura, and according to one opinion in the Gemara, salt. There's another opinion in the Gemara that salt is more chomer than other items and cooks even the kli sheni. The Ramos machmir on that, and then we had the Mishnah Berurah's conversation. Mr. Spitzer, how is Judaism?
Wonderful. If you can taste your soup, does that necessarily mean that it's not Yad Seledes?
Yeah, so the Rashba has a line on Daf Mem Beis, anything that you could taste by definition is not Yad Seledes. The Pashtus is the way Halacha L'maisa, we gave some lumdus about this when we gave Shiurim on this, and maybe there's two different tiers of Yad Seledes, but the Halacha L'maisa Svarim say that Yad Seledes is, let's say, 113, 115 degrees Fahrenheit. Chicken soup ends up coming around 150, 160 degrees Fahrenheit. In Rabbi Ribiat's book, chicken soup is like tea. It's way above the Yad Seledes mark of 113. So apparently we're not assuming like that Rashba, or what we mentioned as far from Rabbi Willig, is that when the Rashba says anything that I could put in my mouth is not Yad Seledes, what that means is I could drink it straight. But chicken soup, you know, you sip it at the very beginning. That's not considered putting in your mouth for these purposes. Yeah. Now, the din is, the accepted din, is that there's a difference fundamentally between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. What is the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? So there is a Yerushalmi. Chaf Dalet Amid Beis, going over to Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. The Yerushalmi has two opinions. The Amora, I believe it's an Amora, Reb Yosei, says that the difference is kan yad sholetes, kan eid yad sholetes, meaning that a Kli Sheni probably is not that hot. That's the Tana Reb Yosei, or the Amor Reb Yosei in the Yerushalmi. What that L'cha'ora means is that if I have a Yad Zeledes temperature, let's say of 180 Fahrenheit, a very high Yad Zeledes, so a Kli Sheni is not going to be Yad Zeledes. By definition, once I'm pouring it from the Kli Rishon to the Kli Sheni, it's going to really cool down. It won't be that higher temperature. I think Rashi on Mem Beis assumes this way. Rashi says that a Kli Rishon is going to be Roseach. Rashi on Mem, right? A Kli Rishon is a Kli Sheni is Nitzan in Ktsas. It cools down a little bit. The Pashtus is that the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, according to the Tana Reb Yosei, which I think Rashi follows, which I think is the Pshat in that Mordechai that we began with this morning, that Ilfis Akadevish Avira Miru Sachin, that's the issue. But if it's no longer Raisayach, it has a din of a Kli Sheni. That's the Tana Reb Yosei. Right, I think Reb Yosei, Rashi, and that line in the Mordechai. That's one shita. But there's another shita in the Yerushalmi. This is already Chafei Amrav, the top. By the way, when I talk about Dap in the Yerushalmi, I'm talking about the standard Vilna Yerushalmis. If you want to find it in the Venetia edition, it's Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. I'm talking about the Yerushalmi that has the Perish of the Karban Ha'eda and the Pnei Moshe on it. The standard Yerushalmis. Reb Yoina, Kan V'Kan in a Yad Sheletes. Both by Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, it's not Yad Sheletes. Kan V'Kan, right? In a Yad Sheletes. In a Yad Sheletes means it is Yad Soledes. In a Yad Sheletes means that you can't reach it with your hand. That means it is Yad Soledes, no? That's what the Rishayim say. In Yad Soledes equals Soledes. Ella, Asu Hercheg L'Kli Rishon, V'lo Asu Hercheg L'Kli Sheni. The Rishalmi, according to Reb Yona, says Asu Hercheg L'Kli Rishon, V'lo Asu Hercheg L'Kli Sheni. That L'Cha'ora means that the Yerushalmi is telling me that a Kli Rishon is only Usser Midrabbanon, according to the Yerushalmi. Asu means they, meaning the rabbis. Asu Herchek with Kli Rishon. Lo Asu Herchek with Kli Sheni. By Kli Sheni, they never felt to make a Din Derabbanon. That would mean, and the Ran on Chof Amar Aleph, the Dafei Harif, writes, yes, the Yerushalmi holds Kli Rishon is Dirabonin, because according to the Yerushalmi, the only thing that's the Eiraisa is what we said 5 minutes ago, is Kol Shaha Eish Holech Tachtav. That's the only thing that's the Eiraisa. Only Kli Rishon Agabe Ha'esh is the Eiraisa. Asu Herchek L'Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon Shalayel Gabe Ha'esh is a drabonon. But they never made a drabonon on a Kli Sheni. That's the Ran. Okay. But, Zuck the Ran, the Bavli disagrees. That's the Yerushalmi. But the Bavli writes that Kli Rishon Shalayel Gabe Ha'esh is also Dairaisa. Oh. We paskin, of course, when there's a machlekes bavli rishami, you paskin the bavli, not the rishami. The riff writes at the end of Erevin that the bavli has the din of a basra, because the rishami was edited by Rabbi Yochanan in what we call the first generation of Amoraim, and the bavli was not edited until Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Ashi, fourth or fifth generation Amoraim. So we follow the bavli, the basra, as opposed to the rishami, you paskin like the later shita. Okay. However, there are three shitos who say that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are not disagreeing. Three shitos. The Magen Avraham in Se'if Katan Chaf Ches. Stam Hafnaot was Simin Shin Yud Ches. Magen Avraham, Se'if Katan Chaf Ches, quotes in the Maharshal that Asu Herchek L'Kli Rishin, meaning by a Kli Rishin, even if it's not Yad Seiledes, they say it's Asur, Midrabonon. By a Kli Sheni, there's no Dindrabonon. If it's not Yad Seiledes, it's going to be Asur. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes. This Shita makes it to the Shach in Yerideya Kufhesa if Katan Zayin, that there is a Chumra. The Shach happens not to like it. The Magen Avraham over here is not as opposed to the Shita, but there is a Shita that by a Kli Rishin, Shaloy al Gabe Ha'esh, it's going to be Asur even if it is not Yad Soledes, Asu Herchek, that's a Din Drabonim. That's one pshat. Second pshat. The Goyin, Elijah Kramer of Vilna, lived 1720 to 1797, and he is the second coolest person ever after the Shach, as we know. The Goyin writes in Yerideya Kufay that the Yerushalmi is not really arguing on the Bavli. When Yerushalmi writes that Kol Sha'ar Ha'ilech Tachtov, that means Kol Sha'hoya Ha'ar Mahalech Tachtov. It means La'avar, in the past. In the past, it was Ar Ha'ilech Tachtov. That is Nekuda Rishon of the Gra. Nekuda Shnia of the Gra. When we say Asu Herchek L'Kli Rishin, that means what we call ordinarily Gezeres Hefsher. I'm not supposed to put something in a location where it could get cooked, even if my kavana is to remove it right away. Zuck the Gain. Asu Herchek L'Kli Rishin. If I have a Kli Rishin, and it's a Kli Rishin, Shelo al Gabe Ha'esh, because Kosha Hoya Ha'ar Ha'olech Tachtov. But they made a Herchek, they made a Din D'Rabbanan, that I should not put something in that Kli Rishin and remove it right away. Because, Asu Herchek L'Kli Rishin. By a Kli Sheni, there's no Din of Gezeres Hefsher. I could put something in a Kli Sheni and take it out right away. By Kli Rishin, I'm not allowed to. That's the way the Goyin learns it. Meaning, the Goyin is saying that the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, they're not that far apart. Perhaps the Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi, according to the Goyin, that Asu Herchek means that there's only Gezeres Hefsher by Kli Rishin. Right? According to the Magen Avraham's Maharshal, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are arguing. The Bavli never indicates that if you have a Kli Rishin that's not Yad Seiledes, it's going to be Asur. According to the Goyin, it could be the Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi. Third Perish. Right? Again, or fourth Perish. The first one is the Ran. That there's Taka Machlekes Bavli Yerushalmi on a fundamental level. Right? According to Yerushalmi, Min HaTorah Bishul's only Kli Rishin al Gabi Ha'ish. And that's Asu Herchek L'Kli Rishin. The Maharshal says Asu Herchek L'Kli Rishin meaning it is not Yadzei Lenis. Pashtus is the Bavli, we disagree with that. And that's why the Shachin Yerideya does not pass like the Maharshal. Besides the fact that the Maharshal like always loses, no? If you read enough Yerideya, you realize there are three people who mamish never make it, Lahalacha. Maharshal, Bach, Lavush, right? Remember this, Maharshal, Bach, and Lavush kimat never are accepted Lahalacha. In the case of the Maharshal and the Lavush, they both fundamentally disagreed with the endeavor, the enterprise of writing a Shulchan Aruch. They both felt that you're not supposed to write this Shulchan Aruch because it's going to let people aren't lomdim answer shaylas. And that's why the Maharshal wrote this massive book, the Yam Shel Shlomo, where he like goes through the entire sugya. That's the way you learn, says the Maharshal. This Shulchan Aruch thing, that's just ruined. The Lavush also didn't accept the Shulchan Aruch. Pashtus says that's why you don't follow them. The Bach, Pashtus says we don't follow him because his own son-in-law, the Taz, says, I imagine Shabbos meals must have been so much fun, no? Okay, but that's a different conversation. Now, three shitas so far. Ran, Magen Avraham b'shem the Maharshal, Gra, shita number four, the Chaya Odom. The Chaya Odom writes that min ha-Taira, there is Bishol if it is Yad Nichves. Yad Nichves, the Chaya Odom assumes, is a higher temperature than Yad Seiledes. Yad Nichves is going to be Usur Min HaTaira. Beneath Yad Nichves, Asu Herchek L'Kli Rishon. Meaning, beneath Yad Nichves, if it's just Yad Seiledes, so then it is a Din Derabonin. Now that would mean, by the way, the Asu Herchek L'Kli Rishon, like Asu Herchek L'Kli Sheni, that means that by Kli Sheni, it's not going to be Mevashel at ordinary Yad Seiledes. And to arrive at a Kli Sheni that's Yad Nichves is the Pashtus very difficult. Although, what we'll discuss when we talk about this Chaya Odom in greater detail, the Chazon Ish writes that we don't know what Yad Nichves is. Yad Seiledes, the Gemara gives me a klal. Yad Seiledes is Kreser Shotino, right, that you burn the baby's stomach. Yad Nichves, I have no klal. Maybe it means that you burn the hand, maybe it's less than that. We don't know. We don't know exactly. That's what the Chazon Ish says. The Shvisas HaShabbos quotes such a shita that min ha-Torah there's only Bishul by Yad Nichves. This shita of Yad Nichves seems to make it in the Yerushalmi. The Chaya Odom quotes it from a Yerushalmi in Hilchos Maisris. There's a din that there's something called Kviyos LaMaiser. The halacha is I'm allowed to walk into my field and nibble on stuff. I'm allowed to have achilas arai without taking off trumas and maisers. Only when something is roa pnei habayis, only when there's digun, only when you pile up, you make it official, only then min ha-Torah do you have to take off trumas and maisers. They give a kula, the din is that you're allowed to nibble on stuff in the field. But once it's kavua, there's a thing called kviyos lemaiser. So kviyos lemaiser means that it's Osir Bachilas Arai. The Teferes Yisrael on Mishnayis always gives us the mnemonic devices to remember things. What are the things that are Kviyas L'maiser? So the Teferes Yisrael Mishnayis writes, Kisimchas Eish, Kavoy, Shabbos, Maluach, whatever, I forget all of them. These are Kisimchas Eish. One of the things that is kavua lemaiser is if it is eish. Eish, the Yerushalmi says, means it's yad nechves. Therefore, the Chaya Odom says, oh, you see from there that yad nechves is going to be a problem, mamish min ha-Taira. The only thing that's really bishul min ha-Taira is yad nechves. And zok the Chaya Odom, if I have a kli sheni and it's yad nechves, it's going to be a problem. Also, that shita happens to make it to Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem Zayin. But the kitzur ma'aseh, I have a Yerushalmi who asks, what's the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? Two opinions in Yerushalmi. Opinion number one is Reb Yosei. Reb Yosei says, Yad Tzor Ledes versus not Yad Tzor Ledes. Opinion two says that Asu Herchek, Kli Rishon. What's funny about the Chaya Adam's Nusach is the Chaya Adam's Nusach of Reb Yonah in Yerushalmi ends up being pretty much like Reb Yosei in Yerushalmi, if you cheshbin it out. Okay. Now, we paskin, lahalacha, that Kli Rishon cooks virtually everything besides basar and melach. Kli Sheni, Medina, cooks virtually nothing besides a few items that the Mishnah tells me in Kuf Mem Hei are Dag Maliach and Koyas Ispinin. There's like a small type of fish, tuna, whatever it is, it cooks very easily. Those things cook in a Kli Sheni. Ma ben Kli Rishon le Kli Sheni, the Yerushalmi's Kasha. So there are, I believe, six different approaches to the difference in Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Unifartei mechad al achad, just very quickly, we already had what we said is Rashi, that Kli Rishon is mamish super hot, Kli Sheni is not super hot. That's one difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. There's a Rashba. The Rashba writes that the Kli Rishon heats stuff up. The Kli Sheni, when I put stuff into Kli Sheni, it cools down the Kli Sheni, doesn't heat it up. Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach and the Chuvus Mincha Shlomo Chiyot Beisim in Lamed Daled did a test. He says, just not true. If I put some water in a plastic bag, I insert in the Kli Sheni. So the water in the plastic bag will get hot and it will not substantively cool down the Kli Sheni. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, Reb Hashtei Nish Dem Rashbi. We don't understand what the Rashbi is talking about. Taisvis, Mem Amid Beis. Taisvis says the difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni is that a Kli Rishon, since it was on the Eish, so what we have is what's called Dofnos of Chamin. We have the fact that the walls got heated up by the the walls got heated up by the fire, and therefore it cooks. Kli Sheni is holecho miskarer, or it's not dofnos of chamin. There are two ways to read the Taisvis. We'll talk about that Bezos Hashem maybe tomorrow. That means, Zak Taisvis, Kli Rishon was on the fire. The keli itself got hot. Therefore, more machmir in Kli Rishon, because dofnos of mechamimis. Kli Sheni, not like that. There, what does that mean? What's the pshat in the Taisvis? So there are two ways to understand the Taisvis. And this, I would say, are Perushim numbers 2 and 3. No? But again, could be that Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, difference is Deraisa Drabona. That's Yerushalmi. Could be the difference is how hot it is. Right? Actually, Perush number 3 is the Rashba, that Kli Sheni makes stuff cooler. Perush number 4 is going to be the first comment of Taisus, that Dofnos of Chamin might mean that Bishul is a Tahalich. It's a process. If I put something in a Kli Rishon, because Dofnos of Chamin, because the walls got hot, so therefore it has the ability over time to continue to heat it. Bishul is not something. I put it in, take it out, that's not Bishul. Bishul requires time. Dofnos of Chamin, they have more time to affect Bishul. But if I have a Kli Sheni, Dofnos of Mekarais means it won't have enough time to really create Bishul. If you look in the Pisrei Tshuva of Yeridei Asim in Kuf Hei, Sif Katin Ches with the star, so the Pisrei Tshuva quotes in the Sefer Chamudei Daniel that Bishul does not happen instantly. Bishul is a Tahalich. That's, I don't know, number 4 and number 5. Rav Soloveitchik understood the Taisis differently. I remember again, when I was learning Shabbos, when I was in college, Rav Shechter's calls during Shabbos, Rav Shechter once gave a chabura on this Taisis, and he quoted from the Rav. By the way, just today is Gimel Shvat, which is the yahrzeit of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Every year, the Rav would give a shiur for 4 hours about his father. Then he'd learn Mishnayos all day. Everything that we have in yeshiva is because we're talmidim of the Rav. And everything the Rav had, he said it's because of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Oh. So the Rav said the Pshat Nutaisis Azoi. Kli Rishon, because of Nosav Chamin, therefore it's Derech Bishul Bekach. Kli Sheni, because it's not Dofnosav Chamin, or it's Dofnosav Mekari Reis, that's Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. That's already an interesting Mahalach, no? People normally cook in a Kli Rishon. Why? So Taisis gives a little bit of a taich. They normally cook in Kli Rishon because Dofnosav Chamin. Kli Sheni, it's not Dofnosav Chamin. People don't usually use it to cook. It's Holeichu Miskarer. Therefore, Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. That would sound, by the way, like it's a regular Din Shalaika Derech, no? It sounds like it should be Asur Midrabbanan, because Shalaika Derech was always Asur Midrabbanan. We'll have to talk about that later. Next Mahalach. The Or Sameach. Remeir Simcha of Dvinsk. The Or Sameach writes in Perktes HaShabbos that there's a distinction in halacha between kocho and koach kocho. Meseches makis. If I take a clod of dirt and I throw it, right, and it hits a tree and the tree goes, the branch comes off the tree or the dates come off the tree and it kills somebody, so I'm chayiv, koichai. Koach koichai, if I hit the branch and the branch chad gadya hits the dates and the dates up, blah, 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 blah. So in that case, koach koichai, I'm not chayiv. For Ritzicha. Zakta or Sameach, Kli Rishon is considered kocho. Kli Sheni is koach kocho. This is, or Sameach is not as creative, no? It's koach kocho. What does koach kocho mean? It means that the koach of the Eish creates the Kli Rishon. But Kli Sheni is secondary, right? So it's like koach kocho. It's an interesting approach. Rav Rimon in his Sefer does not like the Or Sameach at all. He says that the Or Sameach, why is the Kli Rishon Chaychai, not the Kli Sheni? The water that was heated by the fire is also Chayach Rishon. So that water, once it gets in the Kli Sheni, blives the Chayach Rishon. Why is it that's called the Chayach Sheni? That's already Rav Rimon's Kasha. I have a slightly different Kasha of Yochim Rav Shechter Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon, page 46. Rav Shechter has an essay where he tries to show that the distinction between Koach Rishon and Koach Sheni is only formulated in certain areas of halacha, areas that Reb Chaim said require Koach Gavra. Netilas Yadayim and Ritzicha requires what we would call a teleological act. It's outcome focused. So there's a difference between Koach Rishon and Koach Sheni. But if it's not a teleological act, it's not Ritzicha and Netilas Yadayim, so in that case, there's no difference between Koach Rishon and Koach Sheni in halacha. Tosfos writes it by Nezakin, no difference between Koach Rishon and Koach Sheni. So therefore, the Or Sameach is not reasonable, or it's not, it doesn't fit in with this yesod of the Rav. Rav Eitam Henkin, Hashem Yikom Domo, has a sefer called Eish Tomer on Shabbos. This is what, up to number 6 or number 7, I'm not counting already. In terms of differences between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Rav Eitam Henkin writes as follows, which I think is really interesting. The Ran has a line on Daf Chof Amud Aleph. I'm going to talk about this more in Yetzer Hashem tomorrow. The Ran on Chof Amud Aleph writes that we're not sure what cooks where. You know, the fact that there's a din about salt, about ox meat, that means I think there's no formal rules that Kli Rishon cooks, Kli Sheni doesn't cook. It means that certain items get cooked. Certain items easier, certain items get cooked less easily. That's an eating Kli. That's the difference. It's a difference in items, in the chepta that gets cooked. There's no formal difference in Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Therefore, the round sounds like, may machma suffek a machmer that Kli Rishon cooks everything. But machma suffek, I'll be mekel that Kli Sheni does not cook most stuff. It's basically an issue of suffix. Mimela, what Rav Eitam Henken Hashem Yikum Damo is saying is that that's the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. We don't know what cooks where. It depends on the item. Kli Rishon, I'm going to be machmir because I'm not sure. And therefore, Kli Rishon, I have to be more machmir perhaps because Kli Rishon is Dairaisa, you have to be more machmir. Kli Sheni, right? Kli Sheni, right? Me, Suffolk will be Makel. So again, just to review what we did today, there are differences between Kli Rishon Agabe Esh, Kli Rishon Shalom Agabe Esh, Medina Gemara. Those relate to ox meat and salt. Although salt, the Ramah calls a chumra, they even the Kli Sheni were machmir. We discussed the Mishnah Brura about cooked salt, cooked sugar as well. Then we moved on to speak about the Pashtus at Kli Rishon is Doraisa, but the Yerushalmi perhaps doesn't sound like that. The Yerushalmi is on kosher arholech tachtav. But we had a total of four perushim in the Yerushalmi. One perush that there's a machlokes about the Yerushalmi. There are three other perushim, and it's possible to connect the Yerushalmi to the Bavli according to those other perushim. Then we discussed what's the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. One possible difference is this Yerushalmi. If you assume there's a difference that Kli Rishon is a din drabbanan, so asu herchek, so lo asu herchek for Kli Sheni. But we had a number of other differences. We had the difference of Rashi, and it sounds like Reb Yossi in Yerushalmi, that depends on the temperature of the item. We had a Rashba, does it get cooler or does it get hotter? We had two opinions in the Taisvis, two ways of understanding the Taisvis based on the Fnos of Chamin or not. Is it that Bishul is a Tahalich, or is it that it's Derech Bishul Bekach? We had this razzle dazzle or Sameach about the difference between Kocho and Koach Kocho. And then we had Rabbi Tam Henkin, Hashem Yikum Damo, based on the Ran on Chof Amar Aleph, that Kli Rishon were Machmir Mikayach Safek. Kli Sheni Mikayach Safek were not Machmir. That seems to be Judaism according to us today. Comments, observations, jokes, anecdotes. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.